What is up, everyone? This is Alex Lieberman, co-founder and CEO of Morning Brew, and welcome back to Founders Journal, my daily audio diary made public for the world, where every day I will give you, the listener, a backstage pass into building Morning Brew to help you think better in order to build better. And today's conversation is around why I, and I believe many other people, find stillness and doing nothing incredibly scary. Let's hop into it. So today is the last official day that Morning Brew is open for business between now and January 3rd. Don't fear, we do have newsletters going out. Our editorial team always does an amazing job around the holidays to write newsletters to have them scheduled. So our content will be going out, but our team will be out of office for the next few weeks. And so as I go through my conversations, especially today with employees and other people outside the business, like I just did a CMO series interview with Janae Brown, who is amazing. These conversations have the same type of vibe where we have a conversation and then we end our convo with the classic wishing you happy holidays and hope you get to unplug, relax, and rejuvenate. And while I do think that it is incredibly important for everyone to have time to reflect and rejuvenate, as I think about that wish for myself, it actually makes me a bit uneasy. And it made me think about this famous Erin Westgate boredom study. And you may have heard it, you may have not. So I'm going to walk you through what this study was, but particularly right now, why I'm thinking about it. So in 2014, Erin Westgate was a student at the time, and she carried out a test to tackle this big question around humanity's inability to sit quiet and alone in a room. And so what happened was subjects of this study were primed in a room where they were sitting in a room. They were showed a button that was adjacent to them. And they were told that if they hit this button, the button would deliver an electric shock when pushed. And so every subject tested the shock. It felt crappy. And then they were proceeded to be asked by the people testing them, the experimenters, if they would pay money to avoid the painful tingle that happens from pressing the button. And of course, people said yes, because they didn't want to feel the painful shock when they hit the button. Fast forward, the most fascinating part of this experiment was what happened next. Subjects were put in a room for 12 minutes. They were told to sit in their chairs, to not take a nap, and all they had to do was simply be alone with their thoughts, doing nothing for 12 minutes. The only other option they had was simply the button that was sitting in the room adjacent to them. They could shock themselves. They could push the button and shock themselves for literally no reason, doing the activity that they literally said that they would pay money for to not feel the pain of. And so just to give context for a second, think about all of the things you do for more than 12 minutes on a regular basis. You're left on hold on the phone. You're at a restaurant that's crowded and you're waiting to be seated at a table. You're sitting in traffic. But when subjects were left literally just to their thoughts, the 12 minutes became pure torture for them. And the results of the study were crazy. 70% of men and 25% of women didn't make it the 12 minutes without hitting themselves with a jolt. And to me, this is such a fascinating story for a few reasons. One is because I know I would be in that 70% who would, all they would have to do was sit for 12 minutes. But for whatever reason, whether we're masochists or whether we can't sit for a long period of time, we hit the button. I would be the person that hits the button. But the second question is, like, why are we so incredibly uncomfortable with doing nothing and being with ourselves? So to take you back to the beginning of the conversation where we go into break saying to everyone, wishing you happy holidays, wish like a relaxing and a rejuvenative break. I wholeheartedly mean that. But for me personally, I actually find quite a bit of anxiety when thinking about an extended period of time of stillness and being with myself. And what I'm not talking about is, you know, being on break where I go from reading a book to playing Call of Duty, to doing a puzzle, to doing a little bit of work, to going skiing, you know, to watching TV with my girlfriend. I'm talking about sitting and doing nothing, being with my thoughts, forcing myself to not go from activity to activity, forcing myself to, after playing Call of Duty, not go to do work and just sit and think and reflect. And what I wonder to myself is this bad? Is there something inherently wrong in this aversion to being stimulated? And I don't know if it's bad, but I do feel discomfort with this idea of being uncomfortable with stillness. And so what I'd love for you to think about is, First of all, do you think you'd be in that 70% of Westgate's study of people that can't stand stillness, would press the button just to be shocked? And I would assume that it's not just me that feels this way. I would posit that other entrepreneurs and other people are allergic to this idea of being still and being with your thoughts. And I would love to hear, do you think you'd be that person to press the button? And do you think it's inherently bad to feel actually anxiety from doing nothing? Thank you, as always, for listening to Founders Journal. I plan on recording over break, but I may be testing some new ideas, testing a different cadence, because we have big plans for 2021. And I think break is the perfect time to test out new content, length, types of topics I'm talking about. So bear with me. The next few weeks are going to be one big experiment. But as always, super thankful for my listeners. Shoot me an email at alex@morningbrew.com. If you ever have feedback for the show, if you'd be so kind, leave a review on Apple Podcasts. I think we're at 116 right now. But otherwise, everyone have a restful, relaxing, and rejuvenative break. I'll see you all soon. Take it easy.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.